This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Striking King Soopers employees can continue to demonstrate outside grocery stores, but with some new conditions. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
A district judge in Denver ruled Friday that union members cannot physically stop delivery trucks or use tents to block store entrances. Earlier this week, King Soopers requested a temporary restraining order limiting picket lines to 6 people at a time. The company also wanted limits on how the union interacts with customers. But the judge denied many of those requests, saying that while some incidents have occurred, the union has made a good faith effort to hold a peaceful strike. King Soopers workers say they want the company to address staffing shortages and alleged price gouging and stop certain scheduling practices. I'm Matt Moret, CBR News.
The Colorado Senate advanced a gun control measure early this morning after making some changes. The latest version of the bill would still make it illegal to buy, sell, and make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines, but it now would exempt several dozen specific firearms. The bill's sponsors say some of the changes address concerns from Governor Polis. It's a holiday weekend, and highways into the mountains could see heavy traffic. CDOT says the Eisenhower Tunnel saw nearly 35,000 drivers per day last month. They expect the same this month. All drivers traveling I-70 west of Morrison must have tire chains, other traction devices, or four-wheel drive. That requirement is in place until May. Colorado's high country can expect snow through next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.